Tony Broom Ministries brings you a lesson from God's Holy Word from the book of the Revelation, chapter 3. Jesus speaks to His church in this last book of the Bible. He has talked to the church of Ephesus, the church of Smyrna, the church of Pergamos, and the church of Thyatira. He encourages the church to repent, to do the first works, to come back to your first love, to hold fast to death, I will give you a crown of life, to continue holding fast to my name, to get rid of the sin, come out from the worldliness, get rid of this doctrine of Nicolaita, get rid of this worldliness in the church. He talks now to three other churches. And remember that these seven churches represent all of the church age. This is not just seven local churches, but he also talks to us in our church today. He is not speaking primarily to the world, yet he wants us to take this message and relay it to the world and let the world know that he is talking to us, the God who was and is to come. The things which you have seen, the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter, metatauta, the things which are coming. We are in this period now of grace. In the latter part of the church age, Jesus speaks to us, and he encourages us to take this message to the world and let the world know that the time is at hand. Jesus Christ admonishes and encourages his churches. Messages to the Churches, Part 2, Revelation chapter 3, and our golden text verse is verse 1. These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. We know that there are not seven Holy Spirits, but there is a sevenfold, there is a complete, manifold, wonderful person of the Holy Spirit. And God is saying to us, this Spirit of God, who is all-encompassing, who knows all, who sees all, who understands all, he is there to help you, to guide you, to comfort you, to give you everything that you need. This sevenfold, manifold, complete Holy Spirit. And I am the one who is talking to you, the one who has the seven spirits of God, the one who has this complete Spirit of God, and the seven stars, these seven angels, seven messengers of the church. The first church he talks to in this session is the church of Sardis. Be spiritually alert. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works. That's a good way to say that is, I know what you're doing. Jesus knows what you're doing. Even to those in the world, even though this message is not primarily sent to them, he says, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing up on Capitol Hill. I know what you're doing in the nations of the world. I know what you're doing in the big cities where you're causing trouble. I know in the countries of the world where you don't even acknowledge God, I know what you're doing. But also he says to the church, I know what you're doing. I know your works. And here he says, I know what you're doing. I know your works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. They had a name that they lived. They were popular in town. They were popular in the country club. They had a good reputation among the big boys and rich guys. They had a name that they lived, but they were dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. He encourages them, admonishes them to strengthen the things that are remaining, that are ready to die. There are things that are almost about to die. And he says, strengthen those things that are ready to die. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. You've heard the word. You've heard the message. You know what it is to know me. You know what it is to have a relationship with me. Remember that you've heard, how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Get right with God. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. The thief always catches you unprepared. And that's what he's saying about this. I will come in an hour when you don't want me to come because you're not ready. You will be partying. You will be dead in your works of sin. And I will come on you like a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. God always has a remnant in most every church, those who are staying true, standing right with him, and holding fast to their faith. He says, they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He says, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. He would not have said that if it would not have been possible for the name to have been blotted out of the book of life. It is possible. Just like it's possible to have your name put in the book of life, it's possible to have your name blotted out of the book of life. And the way that you keep from having your name blotted out of the book of life, you have to remain faithful to God and stand true. You have to be an overcomer. In fact, he says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. You find that message and all of that. And you have to be an overcomer so that you can walk with the Lord in white. The second church that is addressed here is the Church of Philadelphia. We know it as the Church of Brotherly Love. Hold on to Christ. Stand true to the Lord. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth. He has the key of David. Who has the key of David? It's Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church. He can take that key and he can open. He can take that key and he can shut. I am the one who opens, no man shuts, and I can shut, and no man can open. I know thy works. I know what you're doing. This is a good thing. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. This is the door of the outreach of the gospel. I have set before you this open door, and no man can shut it. Thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. You may just have a little strength, but a little strength is better than no strength. Jesus said, if you only have faith, size of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, move and it will move. It's not how big the strength or faith is, it's how you use it. And Jesus said, you've had a little strength, but you have not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. And it refers to Satan's seat, Satan's synagogue, over and over in the messages to the churches. Realizing there is an evil one, there is an evil power that is against the things of God. I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make thee to come and worship before thy feet. You will make them to come and worship before you, and to know that I have loved thee. You have a testimony that will stand true and will stand the test of time. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Because you have kept my name, you have kept the patience of my name, I will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world. This is very important to know, that God will keep us who belong to him. He will keep us from this great tribulation that is coming on all the world. It's important that we stay true to God, that we live right and serve God, and he will keep us from the hour of temptation that's coming upon all the world. We don't know exactly when it's coming because we don't know when the rapture is coming. But when the rapture takes place, immediately that will set forth on this world an hour or time of tribulation which this world has never known. And if you think things are bad now, that time is nothing compared to what we're seeing now, is nothing compared to the horrendous and evil time that will break forth upon this world. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Jesus said, I'm coming quickly. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. These are promises that are given to a true church and to the people in the true church who stand true to God. I will write upon him my new name. I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God. And he confirms over and over again, we're not just dreaming. It's not just a dream. The song says, if heaven's a dream, don't wake me. Let me go on with the longing of my heart. But heaven is not a dream. The new city, the new Jerusalem, the heavenly city is not a dream. The river of life, the tree of life, all these wonderful things, walls of jasper, gates of pearl, and streets of gold. It's not a dream, it's a reality. Even though we don't see it now, it's a heavenly reality that's coming. Jesus said, it will come down from heaven, from my God, this new Jerusalem, and hold fast that which you have, that nobody will take your crown, and hold fast to my name. I will write upon you this heavenly city's name, and I will confess your name before my God. I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We have finally the Church of the Laodiceans. It's known as the lukewarm church. Be zealous and repent. Zealous means get in a hurry to do something. Let's shake up. Let's come on. The ball player on the field says, shake it up, babe. Let's go. And the Lord is saying to the church here, you better get things in order because I'm coming. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. This is the one that is different from feet like brass and eyes like fire, as Jesus always talks to the churches and he gives them some characteristic of himself. And now he really zeroes in. I'm not just the one with a garment down to the foot. I'm not one just with the white hairs on the head. I'm not one with just the eyes of fire and feet like brass. I'm the Amen. I am the I Am. I am the true and faithful witness. I am the beginning of the creation of God. In other words, he is the creator. I am the creator talking to you in the person of God the Son. I know thy works. I know what you're doing, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. I wish you were either cold or hot, because you're cold or hot. If you were one or the other, you can be dealt with. Something can be done with you. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I will vomit you out of my mouth. You make me sick. He is saying to a lukewarm church that doesn't feel the fire anymore because they're so cold, but yet they're just enough warm enough to not realize that they're cold and they're lukewarm. It is a lukewarm cup of coffee that nobody wants. And Jesus says, I will spew you, I will vomit you out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. We think that we have everything, and actually we have nothing. We think that because we have money in the bank, because we have fine facilities, because we have air conditioning and heat, we think that we have the things that we need, and we think we're rich and increased in goods, and that we are, as far as the world is concerned. They can go down the highway, and they can look up and see our steeples, and they can look and see our flashing signs, but on the inside we are miserable and wretched and poor and blind and naked. We don't even realize that the power of the Spirit of God has left the not only the facility, but has left the people in the facility, because we have the facility, but we don't have the fire in the furnace to fire the facility, because it's not the facility, it's the people who are in the facility that are the real church. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. What is that? That's the pure word of God that's burned in the furnace. Buy gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. If you really want to be rich, get rich in the word of God. And white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. And so you buy the gold, you're saved. You get clothed with this white raiment, that is the righteousness of God, that you're sanctified. And that thou shame of thy nakedness do not appear. You don't have to worry about your nakedness appearing when you're clothed in his righteousness. Anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God in your life. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I love you. It doesn't matter. I don't want you to be lukewarm. I would rather you be hot or cold, but I love you. You may go away from me. You may join up with the world. You may sign up with the synagogue of Satan, but you cannot stop me from loving you. I love you no matter what. We can go into things that are not right and have a testimony that destroys the things of God. We have to make a decision. Are we going to live for God, or are we going to live for ourselves or for this world? He said, I love you. Be zealous. Let's shake up. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Get right with God. The thing for the lukewarm church, there's still hope, because there are people that are coming to Christ, and you can come to Christ while there's still time. You can get right with God. You don't have to wait till this awful time of tribulation that's coming on this world, and it will be a time that you've never seen. Will there be people saved during the tribulation? Yes, they will. But you do not want to wait until that time. You want to get right with God now while you have the opportunity to do so. In fact, he says in verse 20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Do you hear him knocking today? He's standing, some people say, on the outside of the church, yes, but even more importantly, on the outside of the heart. He said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, not church building, but if any man hear my voice and open the door. He's not trying to get into a building. He's trying to get into your heart. And if he's in your heart, beloved, he's in the building. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup, will dine, will fellowship with him, will eat with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, not just on the throne, but in the throne. Nobody can sit on the throne except God the Father and God the Son. But you can sit in the throne with him. I don't know how he'll do it, but he's God, and he can take care of it. I will grant him to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Jesus is speaking to his church today. He's calling us to come aside. He's calling us to get right with God. He's calling us to repent. He says to those who are faithful, Hold fast to my name. Continue to serve me. Let the holy be holy still. Let the just be just still. Those who are righteous, let the righteous be righteous still. Those who are wicked, they'll still be wicked. Those who are filthy, let him be filthy still. You cannot change the whole world, but you can change it one person at a time. Those who are not right with God, he says, I'm coming quickly. Behold, I come quickly. I stand at the door and knock. Hear my voice. open the door, allow me to come in, and allow me, the beloved, to give you this opportunity. If you have never made Jesus Christ your Savior and Lord, open your heart's door right now. Do not put it off another day. Times that we're living in are times that we've never seen before, and we're living just before the rapture and the coming of Jesus Christ. He could come at any moment. With that shout and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, he could split, as a Happy Goodman said, the eastern sky. He could come at any moment. And you want to be ready. You do not want to be unprepared. You do not want to wait and gamble your soul, try to say, well, I'll wait till the tribulation period. No, if you don't get right with God now, you certainly will not get right with God during that horrendous time. Get right with God now while you have the opportunity. Open your heart to the Lord. In your own words, just invite Him in. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I want you to come into my heart and save me. And thank Him for saving you. The Scripture says, if you call upon the name of the Lord, Romans chapter 10, verse 13, that you will be saved. And Jesus said here in Revelation 3:20, I'm knocking at your heart's door. If you'll open your door of your heart, I will come into you, I will fellowship with you, and you with me. I will be your Savior. Let Him be your Savior today and make Him Lord of your life. Messages to the Churches Part 2 has been a production of Tony Broome Ministries.